What is up, everyone? This is Coach Austin Eric coming to you with Hyper Strength and Conditioning here in San Jose, California with your Nerd Out and Workout podcast with my co-host, Kevin Arabagan.
What up, y'all? What up?
And today's show, we're going to be talking about whether or not you are battle ready.
Yeah.
With everything that's been going on with Russia and Ukraine and NATO, and I know it is the biggest thing right now, and it's crazy and it's insane. And then we're going to be talking about the shows that we'd be watching, Netflix specials like Space Force and Money Heist. And then we're going to go over the latest Attack on Titan episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so, war.
Hey, man, congratulations on surviving a pandemic into getting to World War III, my friend.
Almost. And almost. We don't usually talk about politics and all this stuff, but it's just such a crazy event.
It's too big to not talk about.
It's too big to not talk about, because even I'm finding myself, like, every minute I want to know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know, even though it's like, you were just saying, like, the states, America is impervious to invasion.
I
don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. We got a lot of people on YouTube and on Instagram talking about the shit going on in Ukraine. They're like, see if they didn't have gun law or like restrictions, you know, all the citizens would have guns and they could defend. Like, well, dude, they're invaded, and now all the government's like, if you want a gun, come get a gun.
Yeah, we're they had a line you, for guns.
We're
for
gonna
citizens.
Give you a
Isn't
gun.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, to me, The head of these families that are leading their wives and children to like the border to make sure they're safe.
Jesus.
And to run back into Ukraine to fight is something. I mean, everyone in the States talks about my right to bear arms, my right, all this stuff. But are they really willing to fight for the United States? That's my big thing. Like, they're trying to use this thing like, well, see, that's why we have the Second Amendment, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But dude, like, when is the United States ever going to get invaded? Is Mexico going to invade us? Is Canada going to invade us? And don't give me this Red Dawn movie stuff where they're going to airdrop like from the sky and take over the United States. Like, no, there's no way. Our military is too strong. We pay way too much in taxes to get fucking invaded.
I want fighting robots.
Shit, man.
Gundams. Yes.
No, but like, to be real, man, that's why I hate this. What these people are pushing, like this whole, oh, see, what happened in Ukraine will never happen here, because that's why you got to have, you know, the right to bear arms. Like, me myself, I own guns myself, you know, but it's not, I don't own it because I'm like, I need to protect my land and stuff like that. It's more of like, I like the sport. I like to shoot.
Yeah.
I like to sport shoot. And
yeah,
you know, and part of it too is like, it is part of my home defense for my family, my friends, stuff like that. But I don't own an armory. I'm not hoarding 100,000 rounds of ammunition.
You don't have like that room in John Wick where there's a guy like waiting there.
I wish.
He's like, oh, welcome, Mr. Robert. Oh,
I need a little something more robust. No, man.
Dessert. It's like, oh, no, shanks, man. Shanks.
Like, it's just, I don't know, man. Like, war is tough, man. It really, what we're seeing is how people, you know, are what they're made of, you know, real grit.
Mexico amigos forever. Vara 02.
Hell yeah. Birria tacos all day, baby. Yo!
Well, yeah, no, that's, I mean, it's a great point.
Yeah. And it's just so sad what's going on over there, because it's like there was absolutely no reason for Russia to invade Ukraine.
Well,
only because they sent in a little submission form to NATO to be like, hey, we want to join you guys.
Was it a submission form or was it just in general interest?
Like, general interest. And I think they were in the process of starting it.
Yeah.
But Putin was like, I can't have that. And the main reason why, you know why they had the Soviet Union, right? So you look at Russia as a country, right?
Sure.
All the major states and capitals, whatever, is on the kind of like the more the right side of the continent or the land. And that first part of the area is very flat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy for people to invade, to go in there, to get into Russia. Right.
Oh, you're talking about the one on the western part.
Yeah,
next to Ukraine.
Yeah,
that, because Napoleon used it.
Yeah,
and then Hitler
used it to get into Russia.
Yeah.
So when they had those countries, it was more of like a kind of a border, not a border, but like a
to protect
a
that
buffer
area.
To protect that area. But when they fell, you know, there's treaties saying like, oh, you know, we're not going to invade or stuff like that. But now now Putin feels like that Ukraine, if they join NATO, It's just a freaking hall pass into Russia.
To Russia's anus.
Because they could put NATO bases there. They have could put like military bases that are ready to just storm in. You know what I mean? Mm. And I think that's a little too. I think that's a little bit of a.
But why would they want to attack in the first place?
Oh, everyone's nervous, man. Everyone's scared of superpowers and stuff like that.
Nukes,
stuff like that. You know. And I'm not a political expert. Mm-hmm. I am not. I'm not saying I know everything on Russia and stuff like that, but this is just stuff I've looked up and researched on Wikipedia. No, I'm just kidding. No. I did
the
not
sources
look,
are out
the
there.
The sources are out there.
I'm not responsible for your knowledge.
But, you know, this is what I've been reading and stuff, and this is what I'm interpreting and stuff like that. And it's a bad look for Putin. Very bad look. For someone who has been president of Russia for this long to do this, it's... At some point, you know, if he's not careful with this invasion, the people of Russia will turn on him.
I think they already are.
They're starting to.
It's such a trip to watch a war through social media.
Yeah.
Like people going live in Ukraine, like, hey guys, this is what's going on right now.
Holy shit. Like, they just blew up my school over there. Like, it's crazy.
Jesus.
Like, dude. Like, is this real? Like, it's real.
And I think people are just finding, because now we're so connected and information is being shared at a rapid rate.
It's so hard to decipher what's real, what's that, you know. Some people were saying like, oh yeah, Steven Seagal is part of the Russian. Because he has ties with Russia, Steven Seagal. Like him and Putin are like
homies?
Like homies and shit. Like kind of like similar to like how
Rodman
and Kim like, sort of like, oh yeah, Steven Seagal's on the battle. I'm like, I don't think so, man. I don't know. And, or they're saying stuff like, yeah, there's French special forces and like England special forces that are like staging in Poland to go help Ukraine, right? Yeah. But it's like, I don't think they would announce that if that was real. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, they wouldn't give out positions.
They wouldn't be saying shit like that if it was going to happen. You would not ever hear about that.
You know
that.
What we don't know what's real or not? Mm-hmm. The ghost of Kyiv. Jesus.
But you know what? There is some facts to it because they don't have full air superiority.
So who is this guy?
He's fucking Maverick, baby. He's all goose. This one's for you.
Like there was even a shot of like a low flying MiG, and they say it was him. But like, who was it? Some guy who had like a MiG just chilling, and he's like, this is my time.
Well, like, that's what I'm saying. Like that's what I'm saying. Like there's dudes out there who like you won't ever find out the real story of this stuff till like years and now. Yeah, they could say, oh, there's this guy, but like you don't really know.
You don't.
I like to like because Snake Island, right? The ones it was like 13 soldiers and a Russian warship was like, give
oh,
up.
Oh yeah, yeah. They thought they died, but they're still
alive because they're like, go fuck yourselves, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is true. I'm not 100% sure because now that they're all alive, they're saying they're alive, prisoners of war. Sorry. Now, see, that's the power of social media.
Yeah.
Someone can post something like that, and everyone's like, oh my gosh,
let's rally.
But, you know, like, I like to think there's some truth to it, you know, because I don't think they would just give in. Well, I mean, then again, they're on an island, isolated.
And you're pretty fucked at that point.
You're pretty fucked, but it's pretty, if it is true, they told them to fuck off, like, more power to them, you know. But it's a crazy time right now, man.
It's admiring to see the Ukrainian people just going at it, just like, yo, the
Molotov cocktails they have ready to, it is
like they're just making it too, making like them, hey, they're dude. Just making it, and I'm like, yo, shit.
Imagine being a comedian on a show that eventually becomes Ukraine's president, like in the TV show, happening in real life, and now you're like, I'm not leaving this country. Like,
yeah.
U.S., I don't need a ride. I need ammunition, bro.
Yeah.
That's what I need. Like, that's a leader that, you know, that other leader should be like, that's how I want to be. That's how really he's leading people. Like, when he was told the union, this may be the last time I speak to you guys.
Jesus Christ.
That's crazy, man.
Like, yo.
Because I'm sure there's other leaders out there that would be like, let's get to a secure location so we can manage this stuff, but you know, the number one goal for them is to not let them occupy the space.
Pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. And what was it? They were talking about, oh no, well, with all this going on, people are talking about now the draft. Is there going to be a world war, World War III? So are we even in shape to even
That's a
entertain something like this. Are you battle ready?
For all you militia people out there.
Are you battle ready?
Are you battle ready?
Can you run 2 miles in under 21 minutes?
Yeah, because we got the, what's this called? I keep forgetting what it's called.
The Army Combat Fitness Test.
Combat Fitness Test.
They just updated. Well, not they just updated. Recently, I think the last few years, they recently updated the requirements and the test. And I thought it was really interesting because they added the deadlift. They added a 3 rep max deadlift.
So we got the stats here for it. So for the three, like, they base you on 60-point and 100-point scores, right?
Mm.
So if you fall in a certain category, you'll get either 60 or 100 points, basically. So on the 3-repetition deadlift, if you could do 140 pounds, you get 60 points.
Nice.
If you could do 340 pounds, it's 100 points.
Nice.
That's pretty impressive, to be honest, you know?
I mean, 340 is nothing to you.
I recently just started sumo lifting last week.
And, does it say a specific stance?
No, you know what? They give you certain workouts to try, like, to get ready for. Like, there's a sumo deadlift. There's a regular I was just seeing what there's. I didn't read exactly which deadlift. Let me look it up.
Is that a trap bar option? Or it is a trap bar?
I got it right here. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. 2 seconds.
One Mississippi.
All right, we're here. Let's see.
Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. The soldier will step in the hexagon trap bar.
Oh, yeah, it's a trap bar.
Feet generally shoulder widths apart and locate. So a trap bar. It's even,
Trap bar.
Yeah.
That's
easy clap.
Easy clap.
But, yeah, dude, so that's interesting. Then they got the standing power throw. I think they're throwing a medicine.
Standing power throw.
So I think this is where you're throwing a medicine ball, like, over your head, behind you.
How heavy is the medicine ball?
It is
1,000 pounds.
Don't look at me.
For those
10-pound medicine ball backward. 10 pounds. Not bad. So for 60 points, you need to throw it at least 4.5 meters. That doesn't seem too bad. 100-point score is 12.5 meters.
Okay.
So I don't think it's that bad.
I think that's a really good component of adding a power throw.
Yeah, I think... Is 12.5 meters far?
It is...
Sorry, I'm an American, so I don't understand.
It's around 40 more feet.
40 feet?
Wait, what? How many meters? 12?
12.5 meters.
12.5 meters, 3 feet in a meter. So you're like 40 feet. 40 feet.
Oh, okay. That's
38
that's not
to
bad.
40 feet.
I don't think that's impossible.
I think 38 to 40 feet.
I think
there.
I could do this.
You could totally do it, bro.
You know what? Here it is. This podcast gets 5,000 downloads or listens, I will do this entire thing, this entire list. I don't know about the 2 mile run. I'll definitely not make the 2 mile run.
2 mile run in 21 minutes or under.
Yeah. So
for the PT tests for the Army.
Yeah. No. But you know, going on the 2 mile run for 60 points, 21 minutes.
Yes.
And 100 points is 13:30.
Jesus.
For 100 points.
Yes.
Which is, I think, difficult.
It's very, I mean.
That's probably the hardest thing on here, to be honest. So
I'll be a tanker. I'll be the gunner.
So they got the hand release push-up, and this is as many as you could do in 2 minutes.
Okay.
So for 60 points, 10 repetitions.
Oh, okay.
For 100 points, 60 repetitions.
Yo.
That's a lot. In 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Please.
And then they got the leg tuck or plank.
Where you hang from a pull-up bar and tuck your legs and all that?
Tuck your legs. So 60 points, 1 rep. Mm-hmm. This is really hard. And then 100 points, you need 20 reps.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And for the plank, 60 points, you need to hold it for at least two minutes and 9 seconds.
For 60 points?
For 60 points.
You
got to
hold it for 2 minutes?
A plank, yeah.
And then?
For 100 points, you need to get 420 blaze it. Four minutes and 20 seconds doesn't seem too bad. If you're in physical shape.
If you're in really tip-top shape, four minutes and 20 seconds.
Because I think I've, myself, with Ant, going full max out, hold it until you die, I think I went like a minute and 45.
Okay.
I think, or maybe a minute 40, minute half. Maybe I might be giving myself too much credit here. But 209 doesn't seem too bad.
No,
I think with some grit and some power, you could push through that. And then the last one is the sprint drag carry. I think you know more about this one than I do.
You gotta sprint, and then you gotta drag a weight.
A weight, right?
And then you gotta carry a weight.
Yeah, so I guess if you finish at 3 minutes, that's 60 points.
Okay.
That's crazy.
I think it's like 25 meters per event, too.
Per run,
yeah,
right?
Per run.
And then 100 points, you need to do it in a minute 33.
Jesus.
That's insane.
So you got to do all these events, and then before the 2 mile run, you get a 10 minute rest, and you finish with a 2 mile run.
Damn, you do all this, and then you get a 10 minute rest and do the 2 mile run?
Yeah.
That's wild. Yeah. I'm not doing this. I thought we'd just be, this would be like events. Like, all right, everyone, line up. We're
I thought
doing...
I'd get like a break.
It's like, hey, everyone, we're doing push-ups. All right, we're going to go into the...
I thought it was one a day. I thought we add up the points at the end of the month.
Yeah, so if you think you can do all these exercises and take 10 minutes and run the 2 mile in under whatever the stipulations are, then you're combat ready. You're ready
to... I think JR's done that. My cousin JR. He's like, yeah. I think he's like the master fitness trainer in the Army. And he's...
Oh, so he'd be telling bitches like... You better hold that plank for 420 blaze it.
Yeah, when he turns it on, he turns it on. He has definitely like an extra gear to like go. I mean, you want that type of guy in the Army. Castillo just said, let's go, slackers.
John, get out of here.
But that is, yeah, that's the thing. I think for more of a performance standpoint, I think endurance and stamina is definitely a thing. Especially in situations like that.
Absolutely.
Like strength is great. It's always great, but when you think about the event of just being on the battlefield and lasting and having additional muscle mass and you're being so heavy to move, it's going to cost you a lot more resources.
Yeah.
So I think when you're in this, you definitely want to be physically fit. You definitely want to be strong as shit. But I think the stamina and endurance part is one thing, and it also goes into the mental capacity of, you know. You ready to do this?
Right, yeah,
it's fucking nuts. And that's why, again, it's admired, like, to see the Ukrainians fight for their home. You're like, fuck. You just, you know, it's perspective, right? You think about what you have, and you're like, fuck.
And you know, it's actually pretty crazy. There's videos of Ukrainian people in the Army training civilians, showing them how to use the AKs.
I saw that.
How to clear rooms, like, go upstairs, stuff like that.
It's so nuts.
Seeing, like, people, dude, it's like, man, that's pride.
Just makes you look on your life like, dude.
Yeah,
what am I complaining about? The fuck?
What are you complaining about? Yeah, what is your problem?
I'm just saying, like, this is a big event. It's crazy.
It's huge. It's huge. All eyes on this right now, man. Everyone's want updates. Everyone wants to know if Kiev goes down, you know, stuff like that. Like, we want to know, like, how's this going to progress, you know?
Every little thing.
Because there's, like, some political people out there who are talking about what's after this. Like, let's say Kiev does go down and they do take control of Ukraine. What's next?
Oh,
people are saying Taiwan might be next with China. China might try to take Taiwan.
Maybe.
But that's huge, though, because we have Taiwan. We have big ties with Taiwan. The U.S., you know?
Well, that one's just poking the bear at that point.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Because the U.S. is like, well...
Well, because then Japan and South Korea are going to come and back up Taiwan and stuff because they're allies and shit, you know?
Yeah, well, that's getting ahead of ourselves.
That's like, World War III stuff. Jesus. Now we're talking big picture, you know?
The Pacific front.
Dude.
The European front. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Is a draft, though, probably necessary in some situations, some kind of rights violation?
I mean... I don't know, but they're not like I don't want to sound insensitive here or anything like that, but they're probably not taking me. I'm probably not getting drafted.
As far as right,
I think they want people who are within the age range.
They need cooks, bro.
They got MREs, bro.
Nah, they need cooks.
Oh god.
That's a great question. Arm, hand, arm. You know. This is my personal opinion. As far as rights violation, I mean, if you're born into a country and that is part of their play, that's part of their play. I mean,
I think that's part of the fine print.
I mean, you got to defend your country. Yeah. I mean, doesn't mean like you're going to be in shape, because if you don't fill out the requirements, they're not going to put you in.
They're not going to put you in.
I mean, maybe when they get super desperate, but I mean, Israel, everyone has to serve in Israel. They have to serve the military for like 2 years.
And that's what's crazy about like Russia too. Some of the troops that are invading Ukraine aren't even like the full-on military. Like, they're part of the military because it's part of their
service.
Their service. Like, they got to be part of the army for X amount of years, stuff like that. And it's kind of like, fuck, some of these people don't even give a shit about, like, invading, you know? But
some of them thought it was just a drill.
Yeah, but that's crazy. Like, but it's, like, serious. Like, can you imagine just being, like, a kid?
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, it's part of my service. Once I'm done, I'm going to go freaking write a screenplay at Starbucks or something. Yeah. And now it's like, I have to bomb people. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And
And
it's going to be like, how are you going to get back to regular life after this?
No, I mean, it's going to be a new normal. That's it. I mean,
it just feels like every year something's like, we have to come up with like, this is normal now. This is...
I mean, we're just... I guess we just wanted life on hard mode at this point and just...
It's just crazy to me. Like, we just got through... Like, we're not even through this
We're not
pandemic.
Even through the pandemic.
We're not even like, done. Now war. We're in like war. It's like,
war!
Yeah.
Your name will live in immortality.
It's so crazy, man. It's just... What is the world coming to, man?
You know, just challenging the population. Building character.
It's The Happening.
It's The Happening.
You seen The Happening?
No, I haven't seen The Happening.
With Mark Wahlberg?
No, what is that? It's like...
People are just killing themselves.
Oh, yeah,
It's like overpopulations and stuff.
So is it just...
It's like a super, like...
Isn't there like an alien involved?
No, it's like the trees. Spoilers, by the way, guys.
Oh, the trees?
Like, so the trees, like Mother Earth or like the environment is giving off a pheromone to these humans.
To kill themselves.
To kill themselves. To help control the population. There's like too many of them.
That's a lot.
And then there's a guy that's like, do you like hot dogs? Because like he stores up like a bunch of hot dogs in a container to bring. Like they could last for a long time. And I'm like, I love hot dogs.
And then he killed himself?
No, he didn't. No. Oh. He just, I forget how he kills himself, but... I'm sorry. This is a really bad tangent, but
no, it's The Happening. But like, it's making people want to go to war.
Yeah,
it's like just, Jesus Christ.
My bad.
No, it is not your bad. That was a great random. Segue into what the other thing we're going to talking about is what are you currently watching on Netflix
right now? I think I only watched a few episodes of this. The Tinder Swindler. Have you heard of this?
Oh.
Yeah, so this guy's on Tinder, and I was like, I'm...
Oh, that guy who's like, I am so great.
Yeah, and he's like...
I am so awesome.
You're like, oh.
Send me money.
No, he's like, I'm being chased. Someone's trying to assassinate me. I need money to get out of the country. Can you send me money? I love you.
Stuff my like enemies.
This. My enemies. Yeah, dude. And it's like all these...
Once some guy tells you he has enemies... You run the opposite.
Yeah.
When have you ever said you have enemies? When?
Never. Never, man. But it's crazy. Like this,
face.
but like, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, that's crazy. Like, I mean, I know people get scammed every day, and it's not just women who get scammed. Men get scammed all the time as well. You know, all that stuff. But it's like, dude. The way this guy glamorizes it, like living his life, like there's a scene of him actually like messaging these girls while he was at a nightclub. He's like,
I'm in danger.
I'm in danger, but he's like,
the bodyguard's like, dance.
But you know what's even crazier now?
You don't like disco. What?
This the Tinder Swindler, he's actually getting contacted by clubs in the United States and around the world. To make club appearances.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
So, and hear this. So he has some stipulations, right? He wants to get 20K.
Oh my God.
Get paid 20K to be in the club for the night. Obviously, he wants bottle service.
Of course.
He wants a blacked out SUV for transportation.
Oh my God.
He wants a room at a 5-star hotel. And he wants security detail with him.
And who's paying for that? Is it a club?
The club.
No, but who's doing that now? Did anyone accept his offer?
Well, I don't know if anyone said, but like apparently a club in Boston reached out to him. A club in Philadelphia has reached out to him. But those are his stipulations. That's crazy,
who's
going
to meet him? That's so stupid. We're basically glorifying what he did.
Basically.
It's fucking horrible.
But, you know, to get that thing, like that's just, you're banking on that the Netflix like hype. You know what I mean? Like I'm sure if Joe Exotic got out of prison right now, and he, like there'd be clubs like, yo.
I never finished that.
You never finished it?
No. Like, it got kind of weird for me, and I was like, eh.
It got very weird. But
like, I think I was like 3 or 4 episodes in. I was like, oh,
it gets pretty good.
I know it was good. It's good, but it's just like it's a little much for me right now.
It gets crazy. But there's even a new, I think a Hulu show about it, Joe versus Carol, where it's a dramatization of what happened.
I guess I gotta rewatch it.
You should watch it. It's good. I mean, they even did like a kind of a second season, sort of, where they kind of interviewed more people, stuff like that. Like, they're really trying to milk this Tiger King shit. But that was a big hit of 2020, dude.
The Tiger King.
Tiger King. That was some crazy shit.
So the Tinder swindler, like the crazy thing is the girls didn't even get any money back. No. And then they're shamed for it. Because it's like, oh, good, because you're trying to be a gold digger and da da da.
Yeah, but then there's people who are like, well, you deserve to get scammed because you're an idiot.
Yeah,
it's like, there's come people on. Let's have a little compassion.
There's no empathy.
No empathy.
I mean, I understand their point of view. Like, fuck you. You thought you can get away with like being a gold digger. Good.
I'm telling you, any girl went into my DMs and was like, hey, how are you? You want to meet up or something? I'd be like, yes.
And then the moment they go, my enemy is like, yo.
Like, okay.
Send me 30,000.
Like, I feel bad because, so I had a buddy. I went to high school with this guy. His Instagram got hacked by somebody. So he had to make a new Instagram account. And the only reason I knew about it was because his buddy put it on his story saying that the old account got hacked. And I was like, okay. And then I actually got a DM from that hacked account.
Yeah.
Said, I need your help.
Yeah. No, that just, dude, this just happened to me the other day.
Yeah. I think we're thinking about the same guy.
Jordan?
Yeah.
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah. The tattoo artist. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So he said, I need your help. And I'm like, I didn't say anything, but didn't your account got hacked? So I went back to my other buddy's account to make sure it was hit. We were thinking of the same guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he is the same guy. So I was like, literally like, no. And I blocked him. Because I was like, oh, man. So I added his new account. But I was like, bro.
I added two-way verification right after I learned that. Because, like, yeah, I got in the morning, and then Jordan's like, hey, I need your help. And I was like, bro, of course, I got you. Like, what do you need? I didn't know what was going on. And then he goes,
Oh, so you actually chatted with him?
Well, I said, what do you need, bro?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm like, you got me on my art, so of course I'm going to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, I need you to read me this code on Facebook because I forgot it. And I'm like, okay. And then I texted Jordan. I'm like, yo, is this you? And then I screenshot it, and he goes, nah, bro, I got hacked. I'm fuck. Yeah, and I was like, nope.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, fuck, this guy got hacked. See, like, everything's a scam nowadays, man. That's what I'm saying, dude.
That's why you gotta be careful. Like, when we get old, bro,
AI
is gonna be everywhere. We think we're talking to our fucking grandkids. It's an AI.
Yeah. You know what the biggest scam in the world is, though?
What's that?
I love this to death, but it's the biggest scam in the world.
Biggest scam in the world.
Biggest scam in the world.
What is it?
Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue is the biggest scam in the world.
Because you go to a restaurant and you cook your own damn food.
This is said by Kevin Arabagon, March 2nd, 5:01 Pacific Standard Time.
I'm not even joking. Like, I love Korean barbecue. I love eating Korean barbecue. But
Korean barbecue is the world's biggest scam.
Because they make you cook your own food.
Because they make you cook
your own food.
Your own food. Do you agree?
It's a big,
TikTok people, do you agree?
But it's a big brain play, though. It's a big brain play.
I mean, we just got to get raw meat, right?
That's what I'm saying. That's why.
If they get food poisoning, that's their fault.
Exactly.
I'm tired of lawsuits. I'm tired of this shit.
That's why.
Is that why I always get the shits after I eat at Korean barbecue places? But I cook that shit good.
Well, I'm just letting you know, the number one rule of Korean barbecue, I know we're getting a little off topic here.
No, this is great.
I'm throwing this in there. Number one rule of Korean barbecue, you don't order chicken.
Do not order chicken.
I know they cut it sliced thin and stuff like that, but still, it still takes a long fucking time to cook.
And it's bad because that's raw chicken now. And now you're sharing utensils.
Yeah, but I mean, they usually switch out the shit. You know what I mean? The grill.
Kind of.
What do you mean kind of?
I mean,
they don't switch it out normally for you?
They do, but I refuse it. I like to keep the flavors.
You're an idiot. You're dumb. Yeah.
It heats up.
I always get the shits.
I actually wrote a Yelp review on one of the, I think the first Korean barbecue places. I think it was Jen. And I said, you know what they did? They switched, because I was so pissed. Because I was like, we finally got it heated up, and we're cooking, and it was going. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they switched it out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Now I got to wait for it to heat up. And I was like hella hungry, and I got hella irritated, like so irritated I wrote a Yelp review, and I said those fuckers, they fucking get you because they switch out the fucking hot plate and it makes you like wait longer so you don't order as much food.
Scam.
And then this girl was like, no, you dumb fuck, like, yeah, they have to change it out because your thing gets dirty. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
No, but like, yeah, dude, like, but you know, that's another scam. Make you wait till it heats up.
So are the margins really good in that type of business?
I have no idea.
I mean,
I'll tell you what. So when I was living in SoCal, there was a gen that opened up near my house.
But okay,
it was when it opened, it was so sick, it was cool, and it's gone.
Oh, shut up!
Yeah, it didn't do well in our area.
Was it in Koreatown?
No, it wasn't in Koreatown. This was in Upland. So this is like. This is like Inland Empire. This is like 25 miles east of Los Angeles, right?
Didn't do well there?
It didn't do well there because, I mean, people like it and stuff. It's just, one, this place used to be a hometown buffet.
Oh, these people don't want to cook.
It's a big building.
Yeah. Right?
So there's a lot of tables.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was the first, I want to say the first gen barbecue that had like the sushi style.
Oh, jeez.
Where there's like a robot that brings the meat to you.
Oh, shit.
To every table. Unless it was like it wasn't connected to it. There was like a bigger tables that they brought the meat out. But that place never got full. Because there was so many seats to be like.
But wasn't the play like, oh, it's going to be so popular, people are going to want to flood the gates.
Yeah, it did for maybe like 2 months.
And then
there was never really a line. Because there's so many seats.
But if the food was that good, wouldn't there always be a line?
But then how many people eat Korean barbecue every day?
Everyone eats Korean
barbecue. I'm just saying. Like,
well, look like I'm saying, Koreatown.
Yeah, but people like travel to Koreatown, though. No, who's going to travel to Upland to go to Gen Barbecue?
Dude, Gen Barbecue. That is the attraction.
No, you know, because also, too, like at the mall that was like maybe like 5 or 6 miles away, there's another Gen Barbecue over there.
Oh.
It was just probably bad location. And they had to pay so much to like... redo the interior of that place, so it like the, you know, cost of like,
yeah,
getting the floors even and stuff like that.
Jesus,
it's just
Christ,
kinda,
shut up.
it's crazy. It's so expensive, you know. But yeah. And they have this big like conveyor track that for the robots to bring plates and stuff. You know, it's crazy, dude. Like I'm telling you, it I even got featured in like local news that one place, but it didn't work out.
Damn.
Yeah. It was good. Don't get me wrong. Gen Barbecue is great. It's just bad location and too big. Location was way too big because they had way too many tables. But what can you do?
Damn. So biggest scam. But it's like the best source of protein, is it not?
It is good, but it's just like, I have to cook my own meat. I just deadlifted. I just did upper day. And now I got to lift up this tong to cook my food. You know,
I just feel like the K barbecue or the Korean barbecue in K Town is so much better.
No shit, because it's Koreatown.
No,
dude.
It's just like the way they do it. I don't know what it is.
I tell you, there's like it depends on what place is like. I think
the one you took me to when we visited you way back when.
Oh yeah, yeah, where you did the with JJ.
Yeah, with JJ. What was I doing? Oh, I was like just jumping. Or what?
Can we just say it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we were talking shit about like CrossFit. And how they do box jumps and shit.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that place is good. You know why? Because they don't actually use the metal grate.
No, but they were using something.
A stone. They're like using a stone. That was really good.
I just remember so good.
Yeah, that one was really good.
Because they don't switch it out because the juices just fall into the stone.
The juices fall into like another container and it doesn't really like stick onto
that. I just remember we were cooking it fast, bro.
Yeah, that's
like we were just jamming.
That was a good place.
And I was like, yo, this is good. How come Jen doesn't do it like this?
I don't know. Well, and also, because at the end of the meal, too, they made the kimchi fried rice in that same pan.
Oh my God, I remember that.
That was good, man.
What is that place called? You don't know.
I don't know. You know why? You know why? Because it's in Korean. It's like good.
You know it's so good. You don't even know what the name is.
You can't even name it.
You just go there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's how you know a restaurant is hella good. You don't know the name of it. It's just know where it is and where to line up.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, you already know.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was a good place.
Fuck.
Big scam, though.
Big scam. I got roped into watching, going back to our Netflix topic, mm-hmm. I got roped into watching Money Heist.
Money Heist, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it was like the biggest, it's like my sister-in-law got me wanting, or she's like, you got to watch Money Heist. You're such a heist fan. Like, you love heist movies, like Ocean's 11, Ocean's, I'm big for that. Like, I love that shit. Like, people working together, different personalities, one common goal. They come out with the trickery, with the plan, and mm-hmm, how they get away with it. It's like, yo, it's like a whole big magic trick. And the dynamics of it and the coolness of it. But it was just like, with Money Heist, it's like, I was so frustrated on the first season.
Right.
Because when they started Money Heist, the first episode was cool. And if you haven't watched Money Heist, spoilers. All right. If you already watched it, that's fine. I only made it to like, how many phases is there? Or like, there's like five seasons. I made it. I just finished season two. So they finally finish the hike or the hike. They finally finish the heist. So that's where I'm at. And it was a huge relief when they finished the heist. But I was just getting so fucking frustrated.
You're just like, these guys suck.
Well, because they kept, like, why are we fucking the hostages? Or why are we having drama with ourselves and, like, not trusting the plan? Or turning on each other? Like, it was just so frustrating, dude.
Right.
I'm like, come on. Didn't you watch a few episodes?
I watched a little bit of it, and it was, like, it was okay. I think I like some of the gunplay in there. Like the shootout scenes and stuff like that.
I mean, it was cool.
That might be later on, though. I don't know.
No, I saw it. It was later on season two. But yeah. It was like, this could have been wrapped up in a nice movie.
Yeah.
But it was like one season, 13 episodes, 45 minutes each. Oh, my God.
Well, you got to have some filler. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, it's all...
I think heist movies or heist ideas of stories need to be wrapped up quick.
Yes.
Like, you can't extend it out for
it was
a long
so much drama.
Time.
Like, the main heist guy who came up with the plan, there's always a mastermind. Mm. He falls in love with the detective who's trying to take him down.
Of course.
And,
of
like,
course.
They sleep with each other, but they don't. She doesn't know who he is. And he didn't expect to fall in love. Like, I'm like, what? This is not part of the plan.
What?
What are you doing? They're trying to steal 2.4 billion euros.
Right.
What are you trying to do getting your dick wet with the detective?
It's bad. It's bad.
I don't get it.
It's tough. It's a bad one. Do you watch it dubbed? I assume you watch it dubbed, right?
I watch it dubbed, but I do watch it...
Subbed?
Subbed, because you get more of the emotion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I know in Spain they have like a lisp when they speak Spanish, like España.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I didn't know the. I mean, I kind of knew that, but I didn't believe my Spanish teacher until I heard it. I'm like, oh, that's actually how they talk.
All right. So you have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a series on Netflix called Who Killed Sarah?
Oh, okay.
It's in Spanish, right? Uh-huh. So I watch it in dubbed, right? This show is crazy, bro. Like, you want drama and, like, twists and turns? This is the one you need to watch.
Who killed? What is it about?
So it's about a group of friends who go on a trip, and Sarah, who the one dies, spoilers, is on she's like on a parasailing thing, like connected to the boat, and then the strap breaks, and then she falls to her death because she's like really high up in the air.
But she has a parasail connected to her.
Yeah, no, but the strap breaks and she falls. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Jesus.
She comes out of the sail or whatever.
Oh, so she's just free falling.
She's free falling, she's dead.
But is she dead?
Yeah, she's dead.
Is she though?
Yeah, no, she's actually dead. I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
But here's the thing:
twists and turns.
There's a lot of twists and turns, but her brother, goes to jail.
Okay.
And takes the fall for it, or
Why?
Something like that.
Okay.
I haven't watched it in a long time, but it gets crazy. You just gotta watch it.
Who killed Sarah?
Who killed Sarah?
Is it a movie?
It's a series.
Jesus Christ!
I know. So
this
sorry.
Fucking series, man.
It's
is it like a 3-episode series?
It's like eight, I think.
Jesus
per
Christ.
Season.
Is it? Oh my God, there's more seasons?
Bro, there's like four seasons.
Oh, this is what they're doing. They're making like long drawn out movies now.
Scam.
It's a scam. It's a scam.
No, but like, no, really. It's so crazy because at the end of like each season, you're like, okay, we figured it out. And then there's like another twist.
Oh, and it's like, oh, it gives us time to draw out the characters and develop them. And I'm like, I just want to know the solution.
Just if you watch the first season, you kind of get it. It's just crazy. It's just give it a shot. If you guys give it a shot, I think it's kind of fun. You get sucked in a little bit, you know?
I mean, I'm sucked into Money Heist. Don't get me wrong. I like watching Money Heist. It's entertaining. But
you're just like, you guys are stupid.
Yeah, you guys are stupid. After the first season, I had to watch Ocean's 11 to make sure like I watched how a proper heist played out. Because, dude, throughout the first season, I said Danny Ocean wouldn't do that. Danny Ocean wouldn't do that. Danny Ocean wouldn't do that either. Wouldn't do that.
Rusty wouldn't do that.
I was like,
hell, Matt Damon wouldn't do that.
Matt Damon. What did you tell him? What did I tell him? What did I tell him? You told him you would want his, like, you called his niece ugly or something like that.
He was so good in the third one.
Well, Ben Damon?
Yeah, Matt Damon.
Oh,
yeah. When he had to actually play the lead.
Yeah.
And he was trying to drink the champagne. He was like,
with the nose works. Nice. The nose plays.
That's so funny, dude.
Dude. Yeah, every time I watch Ocean's 11, I was like,
oh, all right, Ocean's 8. Like it or hate it?
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. I don't love it.
I haven't watched it
yet. I don't love it. I like it.
It's a good entry.
I mean, Rihanna's in it. So I don't mind. And then Sandra Bullock's in there.
You know what's actually really funny? I think it was it Ocean's 12? Where they played the whole meta card with what's her name? Pretty Woman.
Oh, yeah. It is Ocean's 12. Ocean's 12? Yeah.
When Bruce Willis shows up?
Yeah, Bruce Willis and Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Yeah. Like, oh, she looks like her. That's like, not going to work.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
And I was like, it is Julia Roberts, though. So now they're saying that Julia Roberts and Bruce Willis are real people in their universe. You know what I'm trying to say? Like in the Ocean's universe.
Oh, Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Well, because she did actually play herself on the phone call. Because they're like, oh, Julia. Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, whoa.
Oh, she's talking to herself. But it's just like, it's just really funny. Like, I remember seeing that. I was just like, Bruce Willis.
Julia, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
No, see, but that's how a heist movie works. Like, there's issues, but they figure it out. They're always like under the gun, they're under the pressure. But like, Money Heist is like, oh, like,
underrated heist movie.
I love, wait, what?
21. The kind of a heist movie.
Underrated
the MIT blackjack counting team.
Oh, is that with
Kevin Spacey?
Oh, Jesus.
The grabber.
Is that have
you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Like at the end where they kind of switch up the chips.
Wasn't he the bad guy?
Kevin Spacey? Yeah.
Yeah, he was the
Spoilers.
Bad guy. Yeah. Well. Kevin Spacey's always the bad guy.
Even real life.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
They were like you had to do the card trick thing to kind of invade or like to get through things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No. Is it underrated? I enjoyed
it.
What? You said it was underrated?
I thought, well, I mean, as a heist movie, because they kind of set them up and stuff like that and things had to go right according to plan.
I mean,
it's not a heist movie. I'm just
it's kind of a heist. It has
the same
formula.
A little bit, yeah. But
is it?
No. No.
Ocean's 11.
Now You See Me is a underrated heist movie, I'd say.
Which one's
the one with all the magicians.
Isn't 21? Oh, no. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, Now You See Me.
They're trying to
capture heist Michael Caine.
Yeah.
All the money, you know? And then Morgan Freeman's in that movie, stuff like that.
Wasn't Morgan Freeman the bad guy?
He's not really a bad guy.
I'm not bad guy.
I'm just not the bad guy. But yeah.
Oh, shit.
So Money Heist, Who Killed Sarah?
What about Tower Heist?
I haven't seen that.
That was a fun one.
It's a fun
like heist movie with Adam. No, Ben Stiller.
I haven't seen that one.
It's on Netflix.
Oh.
Or is it? Or on HBO Max.
On some sort of streaming service we're all paying for. Don't you hate that now? Like, you'd be like, hey, what channel does it come on? Oh, it's 7 o'clock. Seven.
HBO.
Seven. HBO, right? Now
Netflix.
It's like, yeah. What does it come out on? Hulu.
Hulu.
What's coming out on Paramount? Peacock? Dude, there's literally like five streaming services now out there.
And I got all of them.
I know. I just...
I mean, it kind of sucks because we're actually paying more than cable now.
Yeah, it's insane.
But we could binge our shit and we could watch whenever we want.
Yeah.
And we could rewatch whenever we want. Yeah. And we never have to go like, oh, I have to be in front of the TV at 7 or else I'm going to miss it because I can't time the reruns.
Yeah, but I kind of like being on a schedule, though. You know, I kind of like being, I'm just kind of a creature of habit.
At least Netflix releases them as one season.
Yeah.
Like, it'll give you all 13, go binge it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I like how they do that. Disney Plus,
so
nah.
you're not a fan of the one episode a week?
I like it. Because I'm busy. Let me watch all of it real quick.
I got this.
I can make more content if I watch.
I got 6 hours on Monday. I'm gonna watch this 14 hour show in 6 hours.
That's what I like. I finish because I take it as a challenge.
Right.
Like even when I'm like working on things, I'll throw it up on the background.
Well, you know, when we had to do our review on the Rip YT podcast,
yeah,
on Twitch, check us out.
When we
had to do our Peacemaker episode, I literally watched the entire season starting at 10 p.m. the night before, and I finished at 3 a.m.
Jesus Christ, I can't do that.
Only because it sucked me in. It was really good.
The Peacemaker?
Peacemaker.
I made it through episode 2. I got to go to episode... Yeah. I just meant Vigilante.
Dude, he's so good. Because if you watched Arrow...
I didn't watch Arrow.
They had a version of Vigilante in there.
Oh, really?
It wasn't good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like, so I don't want to get into too much. Just this piece, the one in Peacemaker, is spot on. Really good.
Okay.
Great character.
I might watch it tonight.
You got
Or maybe continue Money Heist.
You got to continue.
I got to finish both. Yeah, well, thank you guys for listening. That's all we have today in this latest episode. Don't forget to like our podcast, share it, leave us a review, a comment in the platform that you're listening to. It'll help us a ton.
Yes, please.
And thank you guys for listening. We'll be back again with your next episode. This is Coach Austin with Hyper Strength and Conditioning with your Nerd Out and Workout podcast, where we nerd out, work out, and podcast with our co-host, Kevin Irab Arabagan.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see you guys later. Goodbye.
Peace.